Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that is Tim, and this is The Positive Truth. We do uplifting and positive news to fight back the hate, fight back the fear, and bring people together because there are a lot of great people in the world and we're shining the light on them. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have a positive interview of someone doing something positive in a local community. Tim, how are you?
I am good. A little sleepy, but I'm good. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I'm studying for death trig test. But besides that, it's a wonderful day outside.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are you studying?
Did you see my Snapchat?
Story? No, I haven't.
Okay, if you click on it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, bet. I'll check it out after, definitely.
Basically, I've been doing really good in trig. But I hit a really hard point with the identities where it makes like 75% of it make sense. But if you don't understand it 100%, you can't do any of it. And so, yeah, I'm struggling, but I get everything else.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're looking at the positive side of things, for sure.
Also, it's almost impossible for me to get an F, so even if I failed this test, I'm pretty much guaranteed at least a C or B in this class. So that's another reason why I'm not stressing. Because he drops your lowest test grade. So right now, I can only do half the problems. But I still have, you know, a day and a half to study.
So yeah. So you'll figure it out, man. JP, your ability to focus is ridiculous. You got this, man.
Thanks, Tim. I really needed that. But I want to tell you, these identities, I've been spending 2 weeks on them, and I've only had it 75% down, so I don't know.
I'm trying to stay as optimistic as possible, and you're just shooting me down right now.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm just saying. Once you click on my Snapchat stories and you scroll to the bottom, and you're going to look at the identities, you're like, oh, he has to memorize that? No wonder he's struggling.
Dude, I guarantee you we're going to have all of our listeners right now, all like 12 of y'all. No, I'm just kidding. We got quite a few now, I guess, these days. But we're going to have all our listeners looking for your Snapchat feed, trying to figure out what this math stuff is.
Okay, I never post on my Snapchat. I also have a thing where I never post pictures of my face unless it's my birthday. So, yeah, you don't want to follow me on Snapchat.
Dude, you posted a picture of some flowers the other day, and it was amazing. It made me smile.
That's not a picture of my face. That's further proving the point.
Touche, man. We should definitely jump into these positive news stories, though.
Okay, before that, you're saying we only had 12 followers. We definitely have more listeners than that. They're growing every single day.
Yes, sir.
But we need more of them because we need more people to know about this positive news. So please share, like, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps us so much. But you are right. We need to get in these positive news stories. So I'm going to start because I have 8. So yeah, I'm going to do 2 at a time.
Nice.
So the first person I am going to focus, first positive news story I'm going to do, it's a story of an empowerment. It's about an attorney. His name's Jerry Adams, and he's 36 years old, and when he was 17, he was accused of doing something at a party, and he spent 10 years in jail, right?
Right.
But he was behind bars for being wrongly convicted of sexual assault while he was at the party. And he got it overturned. So when he was in jail, he was, you know, studying law. by just reading books whenever he could, got out of jail, got his bachelor's. He was freed in 2007, enrolled in community college, went on to earn his bachelor's degree, attended law school, graduated in 2015, and now he is basically a defense lawyer.
Wow.
And he's 36 years old. So think about that, Tim. You spent 8 years in prison for 10 years in prison for basically doing something you didn't do. And you immediately get out and do something like this. I just think that's crazy, crazy positive.
Yeah, man, that's the way to switch. That's the best way I've heard in like a very long time to switch or to flip a negative situation into a positive situation. Man, I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that is the definition of a bad situation turning into a positive. That is the complete opposite of each other.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. What else you got for us, man?
So, if you've watched the actual episodes, you might notice I always wear a purple wristband. It's for Alzheimer's Association. My grandma had Alzheimer's, so I always try to give back, try to donate a little bit. And speaking of donating, Bill Gates has donated $100 million to fight Alzheimer's. And yeah, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, man, that's exactly what I was about to say.
So there we go. I mean, he's $50 million to basically investment into fighting it and $50 million into plan for startups to like have other, to build like global dementia, like in basically global dementia startups in other countries to help them and people in other countries. I think that's awesome. Good job, Bill Gates.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's dope whenever you see people that actually have that kind of money going out there and doing something positive with it.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, man, that leads me to my first story, man. I actually am going to talk about a very nervous elderly man that was at Walmart paying for his groceries with change. And the reason that I'm talking about this story is because he didn't have very much cash, so he had to use the money out of his change jar to pay for his groceries. And while he was paying for his groceries, a customer behind him actually noticed what was going on. And he looked real nervous. He was holding up the line. You know, it's Walmart. If you ever go to Walmart, usually, especially here on the south side of Oklahoma City, it's always packed. And there's only, you know, two registers that are open. Man, we all know that, right? It's ridiculous.
I think that's everywhere with the Walmart.
Man. So, that being said, so the customer actually caught all this. Like, she took a photo of it because she thought it was really awesome. But she noticed that the cashier was very, very, very sweet to this elderly man. She felt that, or she saw him, she saw the cashier tell him, hey, it's okay, we can count it together. And they both counted their change while he was shaking and being real nervous. Took it, she took her time, paid for his groceries, and the lady came up to the register to pay for her food. And she said, thank you for being patient to that man. And then the cashier looked at her and said, what did she say? She shakes her head and she said, you shouldn't have to thank me, baby. What's wrong with our world is we forgot how to love one another. Why can't I speak English, JP?
Because it's so awesome.
True story. That being said, though, man, that's why I wanted to share the story, because this lady was helping someone out and didn't want any thanks for it at all, and that's how it should be. We should be doing things because that's how it should be, not necessarily because we want thanks for it or we want, you know, reward for it.
And people do that every single day. Like, every single day, people help out each other. It's just never talked about. That's why we're doing this here.
Absolutely, man.
Also, like, if you're behind him in line, I feel like most people are understanding in that situation.
Man.
I can speak personally from experience. One time, a long time ago, I was using my debit card, and I didn't have enough money on it. I went to pay groceries, and like somebody behind me paid for it. And it's like, and like I could have like pulled out my phone, you know, done the whole little mobile banking and like did the transfer. It was like little stuff like that happens every single day that helps people out.
Yeah, man, that's freaking amazing too. Like, I don't know, me personally, I'm very impatient at the grocery store, so I definitely would have got upset. But looking at it from somebody else's perspective and seeing how they're thinking it is as being patient. And for me, I'm just like, yo, I got places to be, I got to go, you know what I mean? I'm always on the go. So in my head, I wasn't thinking about being patient at all. So I think it was pretty cool about you know, forgetting how to love each other whenever she mentioned that. It's a good story overall for me, and that's definitely why I wanted to share it so everybody out there can hear.
Tim, you're very patient at the grocery store. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because you never go. You already said Ed does all of it.
That's true, man. But like, when I have to, like, every now and then, I have to pick up some water or something like that.
Ooh, and, so tough.
You know, that's why, man. I only pick up one or two items. I get in and get out. I'm not about that 20-minute waiting in line stuff, man. I was bad at it when I was a kid. Now I think about it, I always used to try to race people down to the lunchroom in high school.
In high school?
Heck yeah, man.
Okay, A, the food there was not that hot. We went to the same schools. There was nothing to race towards.
Man, dude, I used to play sports and stuff, so I'm not getting home till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I got to eat something, man. That chocolate milk and that random pizza, because I'm not sure what it was, was amazing.
Yo, this is really off topic. One time, we were doing lunch. Once I was eating lunch in high school, and you know, like, Oklahoma City Public Schools, we don't know what they're feeding us. And they gave
back
us...
then we didn't know for sure. No.
And so, like, they gave us like something. It was like, I don't, supposed to be like a Rice Krispie treat or something like that, but all the Rice Krispie treats were like stuck to like the plastic and styrofoam. And we had like ripped them off. And so everyone in the lunch, like, no one wanted to eat it because it had styrofoam on it.
Right.
So everyone at lunch, this is a bad story. This is not a positive story. We're throwing the Rice Krispies on the wall all day and they were just sticking.
Oh, man.
Fun positive news stories with JP.
Oh, man. Y'all are bad, man.
Come on. The food that used to feed us was not sanitary, I'm telling you.
See how through it on the walls. Let's not give these kids any ideas, man.
You're right. But it was a funny day in school that day.
I believe it, man. I can only imagine, for sure.
Anyway, let's get to actual positive news stories instead of me being a menace at 16.
Now, back to regular broadcasting.
So, you like dog stories, Tim?
Love them.
So, basically, I have a positive dog story. It's a puppy. And what they're doing is they're taking these puppies and canine assistants, and they're using them to help kids with special needs learn how to swim. So they throw these dogs in there, in the pools, and it makes the kids more comfortable. So the special needs kids are more likely to get in the pool and have more patience and not freak out whenever they learn to start swimming.
That's actually really dope, man.
That's also something I would have never thought of.
Yeah, like, real talk, I never would have thought of anything like that. And I love dogs. I wonder who comes up with all these, like, good dog ideas, like, to do positive things with. I know, you know, having a dog and getting this close to a dog, like, they're loving creatures and they have emotions and stuff just like we do. So to me, it's amazing, like, how they can come up with like a way to help kids swim. Who thinks of that?
Well, there's a canine comfort dog ministry. This is my second positive news story about dogs. Basically, what they do is they're a Lutheran church charity, and all they do is they take their dogs to any place of need. So you can request them anytime like a tragedy or something happens, and a dog can come and do comfort, like just make people feel comfortable.
That's amazing.
So yeah.
That is amazing. That's what's up. Good ways to use dogs. I like those stories, JP. You got any more? Go ahead and knock out a couple more, man, because you know I only got like two more.
Okay, so it was Veterans Day a couple days ago. Maybe
yes,
like
sir.
A week ago, whenever this comes out. I don't know. Losing track of days. I've been doing trigonometry. And on Veterans Day, Vice President Mike Pence, he basically scrubbed and helped clean up a veteran Vietnam memorial. So good job, Mike Pence, out there. They actually have photos of him scrubbing, which is kind of... Good job, buddy.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome, man. That's pretty, pretty dope. Good job.
Also, Puerto Rico, they're, you know, still not exactly in the best place, and that's an understatement.
Absolutely.
But several companies are still paying Puerto Rico employees despite their closed stores after the hurricanes, like TJ Maxx, for example.
Right.
Marshalls, like JCPenney's, like all these retails are still paying Starbucks employees. There's a lot of them. They're still giving employee assistance, financial grant. They're still sending home repairs, food, medical help. They're still trying to help out. These companies have like no obligation to do this. I know a Panda Express is doing this too. So good on them.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I actually read that story as well. I forgot all about it. I should have saved it. But yeah, man, that actually is amazing. I couldn't believe it when I actually read it. My, Edna actually tagged me in the story and she was like, yo, this is amazing. I can't believe they're actually doing this. And whenever I read it, I was like, yo, this is a lot of companies that are losing money to help out, you know, a U.S. territory that our country definitely should be taking care of. And I just think it's awesome how America's coming together to help those that are in need.
Absolutely. Say it again, Tim.
I'm glad everyone is coming together to help those in need, man. Tú sabes.
What else you got, Tim?
Man, I have actually one really goofy story that I'm going to go ahead and let this one go real quick. So in Sydney, Australia, they have like this name your fairy competition. So they basically get like 15,000 people to vote on names. And, you know, they have some cool names like the Bodie McBoatface Legacy. I thought it was – when I read it, it made me smile, man. I don't know about you. they have one called Trainee McTrainface, Horsey McHorseface, and now the newest name for the newest fairy. And here's the positive news story because I loved it, Fairy McFairyface. They're doing this all over. They're doing this to all their fairies throughout Australia just so they can make it less fearful for, you know, kids and people whenever they get on, make it more enjoyable for anybody that wants to ride on these fairies whenever they need to. And I thought it was just pretty goofy and funny, and it made me smile. That's what I want to share to you guys.
Hold up. They voted, and that's the one that won?
Yes, man. 15,000 people, man.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, do you get seasick?
Yeah, man.
So you would be one of these people that would need this.
Oh, what's that?
You would need comfort getting onto a ferry.
Oh, absolutely, man.
See, that's why you like this positive news story.
Oh, man, yeah, dude. That's why I like the positive news story. But, yeah, seasick, I definitely get seasick. And, you know, anything to take my mind off of getting seasick would definitely help.
Well, sorry to hear that, Tim. I do not get seasick. But you know your bodies can change, so maybe I will get seasick in the future and I will like Fairy McFairyface.
Well, that'd be nice if I wasn't seasick, but I still like Fairy McFairyface.
Touche. Touche.
What else you got for us, man?
Well, speaking of Wata, basically the Enterprise, the company, the rent-a-car company, they pick you up. I was going to make a joke, but you know. They have donated $30 million to the Nature's Conservancy's efforts to preserve and protect rivers and watersheds in the U.S. and internationally. So that's pretty awesome. They also donated $50 million in 2006 to fund planting 50 million trees by 2056. And they've donated $60 billion to food banks over the last 6 years. So, yeah, good job, Enterprise.
Yo, Enterprise is turning up. That's what's up. I love all the positivity coming out of there. I mean, again, that's big companies and people with a lot of money that are actually doing something positive with it. I think that's amazing.
Also, I mean, we're in America, and not to get political, but we are not in the Paris Climate Accords anymore. But there's still people in America, there's still companies in America trying to make the world more eco-friendly and just a better place. So there you go.
Absolutely. I mean, the Paris Climate Agreement, we definitely should be a part of, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't go the way that we all choose. So it is what it is, but we're still going to do our part to, you know, go green and help our world, our planet.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
Am I last positive news story?
Go ahead, man.
Okay, so this one kind of goes with going green. I just think it's kind of cool. It's Science is Cool with the Positive Truth, another segment in that.
Loving it.
Don't ask me why I'm reading scientific journals on my free time. I'm weird like that. So basically, there's a scientific journal that basically it says increased food production and reduced water can be used through optimal crop distribution, can feed more people. So the basically, if we swap where crops are grown, we could feed an extra 825 million people. It would also reduce water stress, and that includes 14 major crops around the world. That's the sum of it. I don't want to get into the details, but yeah, that's a lot of food.
Dude, that is a lot of food, and that's amazing. Science is pretty dope in that aspect, absolutely.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, my last positive news story is pretty cool to me, man. So Mattel revealed its first ever hijab-wearing Barbie. So as part of Mattel's She-Ro program, Barbie has just released a new hijab-wearing doll that was inspired by American Muslim Olympic fencer Ibitha Muhammad, who made history as the American first athlete, the first American athlete to compete in the Olympics with a hijab. I think it's really, really dope. I actually found this story on Instagram. I got tagged in it, and I thought it was, like, really, really dope. I didn't realize that Barbie hasn't made a Barbie with a hijab, so they do now, and I think that's amazing. It's about time.
So if you have a girl in June, by the way, when are you going to know the gender?
January 8th is the day that we'll find out.
That's close, man.
I know. A couple months, man. We'll find. I'm excited.
What do you want?
Man, I'll take anything that's healthy. Absolutely. Any, you know, boy or girl. But I kind of got a thing for girls, I guess. I want my oldest child to be a girl, for sure. Like, I'm really close to my nieces. I love my nephews, too. Don't get me wrong. But something about a strong girl as the oldest sibling to me, like, makes sense.
Okay, Tim. So if you have a daughter, are you going to get her this Barbie?
Absolutely, man. My daughter's going to have every different kind of Barbie because I'm about to sit down with them and play with them like the good father I'm going to be.
See, there we go, Tim. That should make everyone smile. Loving all of that. I can't even add anything to that.
I've grown a lot since middle school, huh, man?
I've grown a lot since sticking at Rice Krispies on walls. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Yo, I just dropped my microphone on the phone.
Did you not hear my joke?
I definitely didn't, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man. I dropped my microphone. I was like, oh, no.
Is everything okay? Are you good, Tim?
I'm golden, man.
Okay. I'm not even going to repeat the joke. It's not good enough.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But that's our positive news stories. Yeah. If you like this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on all of our social medias, which are down below in the description. And do you have a quote, Tim?
I do not, but I do have a challenge. I challenge every single one of our listeners to tell one person that does not know about our podcast. Just ask them to try to listen to it. See if that positivity spreads out. I hope that we can get some more followers because we have some really big news coming up for the following year that we're not ready to announce, but we're definitely working on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And yes, it's going to be really cool. Absolutely. I kind of have a positive quote. It's from Stan Van Gundy. It's more of a paragraph than a positive quote.
Let's get it.
So it's, protest has nearly always been the catalyst for meaningful change, and it has always made people uncomfortable. It was true for the abolitionists, the women's suffrage movement, the civil rights movement, and the gay rights movement, all of which shined a bright and needed light on injustice and demanded our country live up to its stated ideals and produce our most meaningful change. To be sure, they made people feel uncomfortable along the way, but those were the people who needed to be felt uncomfortable. People should never be permitted to feel comfortable while trampling on the rights of others. Good job, Stan Van Gundy. Good job.
Absolutely, man. Dang, that was a lot.
Yeah.
I know. Wise man.
But anyways, we will be back on Friday with an interview with Mr. Flash himself. No, not Tim. But who is it, Tim?
Frazier Legesse.
The man ran a 354 mile. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, man. It's definitely going to be an awesome interview. Make sure you guys check it out. Hear about some more positive things he's doing in his community.
Absolutely. We'll see you on Friday. Till then, we're out.
All right, guys. Stay positive.